Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by Linestar, your top MLB player prop bets for today, plus home run calls of the day. Alongside Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. We've got some great picks for you today. Of course, yesterday on our show, we were 2-0 on our main prop bets, so today is a celebration day for that, so we got to keep it rolling here. So first things first, we got to get the Money Gun celebration out of the way here. Shade on. Tyler, are you ready? Let's go.
I'm ready.
Oh, there we go. Every day on this show, if we go 2 for 2 on our prop picks, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. So the winner of that contest is going to be Don Pulverizer, who aptly commented another week of hammering picks like we did yesterday. So congratulations.
Sure, just pulverized those ones.
Sure did. So we're back at it today to try to win some money. Our picks are available on Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard, wherever you place your bets. But if you do use those apps and download them, make sure to use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your first deposit match. And of course, the tool that we've been using that's been helping us win a lot of money this season has been the Props AI tool. You can find that on the LINESTAR app. It's an awesome tool that'll help you, one-stop shop for all your research needs, so you can place some smarter bets. So that's what we're using today. And before we get started, make sure if you haven't already to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and comment below, because you could be a winner if we go 2 for 2 today. One randomly selected commenter wins $50 like Don Pulverizer did today. So let's keep the Money Gun celebrations rolling this week. Tyler, where are you headed for your MLB prop pick of the day?
All right. For my prop pick, I am going to go with Dane Dunning under 5.5Ks. That's minus 140 in sports books. Our line star projection, 4.4. Consensus is 5.2. But this is the thing. Seattle is actually pretty solid versus right-handed pitching. Decent WOBA, solid ISO. But they are also very good at taking walks, and it is something that Dunning has struggled with. He averages 4.9 walks per nine over his last five starts, which is pretty high. And when he is at home, he averages 6 Ks per nine versus 8.4 away. So his strikeout rate at home is way lower. And last year, he was under in 19 of 26 of his starts. So we're going under 5.5K.
Yeah, and a lot of the BVP data for the Seattle Mariners against Dane Dunning specifically, they've got pretty good numbers against him, including Cal Raleigh, who we'll get to in home run calls. A little tease ahead. For my main prop pick, I am going to Cubs rookie sensation Michael Busch over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. LineStar's projection for this is 2.6. The consensus also over 2. And in fact, Busch has been over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs 7 of the last 10 games. He's a lefty bat with a .345 average against right-handed pitching. He's a top 10% hitter versus righties, and in fact, his ISO reflects that, a .252 ISO against them. And today he'll be facing Houston Astros righty JP France, who's been struggling versus lefty bats, giving up a .313 opponent average to him. And we've got wind blowing out at Wrigley today. 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing out, 60-degree temperatures. There is some rain in the forecast there, but it should clear out by game time. And when we've got winds blowing out at Wrigley, you know what to do. Hammer the overs in that game. He also bats cleanup. The Cubs, meanwhile, hey, watch out now. They are top 10 in runs and RBI this season, so that certainly helps us out as well. Whenever we look at a hits, runs, and RBIs, we've got like a team behind him that'll also help him achieve those numbers in that category. But Michael Busch himself has been an awesome story. Great rookie that's been having an unbelievable start to the season. What are your thoughts on Michael Busch, Tyler?
I love him. I've actually already put an RBI bet in for him over 0.5 RBIs at plus 175. Nice. Like the spot. He's been hitting very well. And there's the Wrigley factor. One thing I do have to say about the Wrigley win today, though, mm-hmm. is that it does soften up as far as how hard the wind is blowing throughout the night. And there is a chance of rain kind of lingering into the start. So if that game is delayed a little bit, there may not be quite as hard of wind.
Okay.
But regardless, it is going to still be blowing out. Just maybe not 15 mile an hour and more like 10. So
In that case, I will drop another Wrigley Field prop for you guys, and also a one that's not in that game. So just in case that one gets, for whatever reason, the rain, the forecast moves and that one gets rained out, I'll have another one for you. But the first one I'm going to do, we're still keeping it with that Wrigley game. I'm going with Chaz McCormick for the Astros over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That's -135 in the sports books. Line Star likes this one. He's only been over 2 of the last 5, but he's a righty bat that has a much better number versus lefties. 294 average, top 20% hitter versus lefties. And today going up against Cubs lefty Jordan Wicks, who gives out an above average OPS to righty bats, around 750. Again, we like those when the wind is blowing out, which hopefully it will be. That is a nice place to be a batter. And the Chicago bullpen, 26 to right-handed bats, which bodes well in this one. The run total, Tyler, for this one is 10.5, and Houston is a team that's first in hits and third in team batting average. So, you know, if he can just get on base, the team can help him get that over there. So like Chaz McCormick as well. And if we go over to Angel Stadium, I believe it is, Cedric Mullins, 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Last night, Gunnar Henderson was my main pick, and he cashed for us. The Baltimore Orioles in general, a really good hitting team, starting out strong. Line Stars projection for Mullins tonight, 2.4 hits, runs, and RBIs, and he's been over this 8 of the last 10, over 74% of the season. A lefty bat with a .314 average, 2 versus righties, going up against Griffin Canning tonight, who gives up a .370 average to lefty bats. So this is a great matchup tonight. We've also got some winds blowing out at Angel Stadium at about 10 miles an hour. Again, Baltimore's a great hitting team, top 5 in hits, runs, and RBIs. So another place you could pivot as well if you're not so into the first ones that we threw out at you, or you're a little bit nervous about the forecast at Wrigley Field. But any other prop bets you are eyeing for tonight, Tyler?
I also did a Mullins over 0.5 RBI at +175. So
nice.
The RBI bets have been pretty profitable for me so far. So I've been sprinkling in, you know, 5 or 6 or so of those a day. And the fact that they're, you know, pushing +200-ish, you know,
is awesome. Great value. Nice,
because you really, you know, you only need 40% or so to hit to be profitable.
All right, so for our main pick, though, this is the ticket we're putting together on Underdog Fantasy. Dane Dunning under 5.5 strikeouts and Michael Bush over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. You can tail us there on Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code LINESTAR for $100 off your first deposit match. And if you can do us a favor, if you haven't already, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and comment below. A comment enters you into the Prop Bets contest. If we go 2 for 2 on our picks, one randomly selected commenter wins $50. If we go 4 for 4, meaning we get our 2 prop bets plus our 2 home run calls, someone will get $100. So you got to be in it to win it. We also want to hear from you guys as to where you're headed in the prop market for tonight. This is a team effort. We're all in it together. Yesterday, I do have to pat myself on the back because I did drop 2 NBA props in the comments for you guys a little late in the day. So sorry if you guys missed it, but I did drop 2 Knicks props for you guys. I got to take a victory lap here today, Tyler. You know, I couldn't go a show without mentioning the Knicks victory yesterday. Mm-hmm. I recommended Jalen Brunson under on his points total, which was 30.5. Just seemed like the way the Sixers were kind of playing him. They don't want Jalen Brunson to beat them. They want the other guys like Josh Hart to beat them. So another place, kind of a correlated prop there, was Josh Hart's over on points, 12.5. He hit the over on that. So hopefully as we go throughout the week, I'll try to drop in some NBA picks as well in the comments. As you guys know, in the playoffs, it's much harder to cash on those. So we're not doing complete shows for them. But if you'd like them, we can drop them in the comments for you guys if you are just looking to have some fun and play some prop bets for NBA as well. All right, now it is time for home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a dinger on this Tuesday?
I'm going to go with Michael Bush +390 to hit a bomb. Line Star has him projected at a 20% chance for a home run. He has 8 big league home runs, and all 8 have been versus right-handed pitching. He has a .362 ISO versus them over the last 20 games. So he is just crushing right-handed pitching, and he's hitting a home run in 9% of his plate attempts versus right-handed pitching, 48% hard hit rate with a ton of barrel balls. I love this spot with the wind blowing out at Wrigley. Let's go, Bush.
Yeah, Bush has been a great story for Major League Baseball right now, and I know I've seen a lot of people that are playing season-long fantasy try to pick him up as fast as possible, especially if they have someone like Aaron Judge on their bench who's been having a cold start to the season. Tyler, it's been a rough start for us for Aaron Judge, but you know what? We're going to keep it rolling with the Yanks, but for today's home run prop, I'm going actually to the Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh, plus 320 for a home run today. 5 home runs on the year, and if we look at Line Star's MLB Dinger Report, Line Star is liking Cal Raleigh for today, 23% chance of a home run. This is a switch hitter who does his best work as a lefty bat versus righties. 243 ISO against right-handers. And today he's going up against Dane Dunning, a guy he's got some good history against. 5-for-16 versus the righty with 2 doubles and 2 home runs. Sometimes I feel like just when a guy has known he's taken this guy yard and he steps into the batter's box with that extra confidence, I just love the play here for Cal Raleigh, especially at that plus 320 price tag. So Cal Raleigh, let's hit a dinger for us today. Mike Trout was my pick yesterday. He did not deliver, but Cal Raleigh's going to go yard today. He did have a chance, though. I even pulled it up on my phone as I was also watching the Lakers Nuggets game as well. But Mike Trout, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, and in fact, he didn't even swing the bat, which I was super disappointed by, but I thought he was going to hit it there at the end there, but no such luck, so we're back at it today. Hopefully, one of these can cash for us in our home run calls. If you've got a good home run call, drop it in the comments for us. We want to hear from you guys. We're all in it to help each other out and beat the books, so let us know where you're headed. Tyler, any thoughts on that Lakers-Nuggets? Basketball was crazy last night. I just have to say that. I know we're talking MLB on this show, but we do need to give a shout-out about those games yesterday. Man, wild.
I cannot believe the Lakers blew that lead. That is insane, man. And you got to think the series is pretty much over now. Lakers, I think, could steal one in L.A. Mm-hmm. Or not steal one. They could get one, but a sweep is definitely on the board again.
And if you would like to give it up to my Knicks, Tyler, feel free to do so. That was pretty awesome, that comeback.
Good job, Knicks.
I had basically written them off at the end of the game, and I was like, what just happened? That sequence of events.
I'm surprised they swallowed the whistle like they did.
Yes.
You know, like I definitely thought there was some contact there that probably should have been called. But, you know, Knicks got it done.
We did. All right. So that's going to do it for us today on the show. Again, if you haven't already, like, subscribe, comment. Also, check out Tyler's DFS breakdown as well. Takedown Tyler will help guide you to the promised land of daily fantasy. So make sure you're checking out his content as well. That's going to do it for us. Good luck, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Good luck, guys. Bye.